All right, I'm just a mess. I have a lot I want to say to you guys, but we ain't got that kind of time. So this is what I want to say. You see those words up there, building relationships to transform lives, to impact the world? It's not about a building. You are that people. Do you realize, and I know you do, do you realize that if we had all the people from Garner Christian Fellowship in this room, we couldn't get them all in this room? We are not today what we were even 5 years ago. We have had a steady flow of people limp into our body for various reasons. And we bear no judgment towards any of them. But they limped into our body and were healed and restored. And they're out there now advancing the cause of Christ. If we were to rally all of the people who have passed through this people, we need a bigger building. You know what I'm saying? We are a people that have been caught up in a movement. And what God is doing in and through us is way more than what any building could ever contain. This building is going to prove itself to be not enough. Just like any and every other building will prove itself to be not enough for what God is doing in the earth, but in this community. And we are part of that. We're gonna pray in just a minute, and you're not going to be able to stay in your seats because I'm going to like give you assignments. We are not going to do something that I would like to do because that would like create so much chaos I can't even imagine, all right? But what I would like to do is like lead us through a prayer walk and anoint every room in this place because we got kids back there that are worshiping Jesus and encountering His Word and growing. I mean, we're going to stay in this room, but we're going to be praying that way. The one thing that I'm going to be praying about is those doors. So people are going to come in through those doors. And they're going to taste and see from you how good God is. And people are going to be sent out through those doors, equipped by the reality of the Holy Spirit, His presence and activity in our midst, the vitality of His Word. They will be equipped to step out there and stink and make a difference, make a real difference. Change the menu, change the habits, encounter, face, challenge, and make a difference. Because light, when it steps into darkness, makes a difference. And salt, when it's salty, zests things up. And so when we're in here, we're going to equip. But not so we can keep you here. We are never going to want to keep you here. Why? There's a world out there that needs to be impacted. And it will not be impacted by this building. It will be impacted by what goes on in this building. Huh? You with me? So what I'm going to ask you to do is I'm going to ask you to get up, and I'm going to ask you to pray on the walls. I'm going to ask you to pray on the doors. I'm going to ask you to pray on the windows. I'm going to ask you to begin to call out to this larger community and say, listen, Jesus is seeking to save you. You need to come on in. Come on in. The way is open for you. We are never going to put obstacles before you. We are never going to condemn you for the way you've lived. We're going to open the door and invite you on in because we have discovered something together. Our lives have been changed and your lives can be changed. Our lives have been equipped and your lives can be equipped. Our lives have been fashioned to impact the world, and your lives can be fashioned to impact the world. So we're going to pray dedicating this building to serve us and the Lord, not to rule us. Amen? Would you just stand and move around and get to wherever you're going to go. You know, this is just awesome. And I'm going to ask you, once you get to wherever you want to be, whether you're kneeling down, whether you got your hands laid somewhere, whatever it is you're doing, I want you to begin to raise your voices. Just begin to raise your voices. Begin to declare the goodness of the Lord. Begin to call on the Holy Spirit to presence himself in all that we are, in all that we do. Begin to lift your voices even now. And after a while, I'll go ahead and pray. But right now, call out. Call out to the Lord. Call out to the generations. Say, oh, generations, come into the house of the Lord. Call out to the Lord. Say, Jesus, make of us a house of prayer. Call out to the Lord. Let the saints be equipped in here, Jesus. We must have the saints equipped. Call out to the Lord. Let him hear your voice. Let him hear your voice call out for a people, for a community, for a world. Let him hear you call out.